I'd like to welcome Ray Kaplan. Better late than never. How are you, Ray Kaplan?
I'm frazzled, but I'm good.
You're fine. You're fine. I got to start picking her up in the morning. She lives literally 2 minutes from my house.
Oh, easy peasy.
Thank you.
That's what we're going to do. We'll go to spin class down the street. I know you're a huge spinner. Mm. Or you know what you could do? I got a better idea. You could drive there, leave your car.
Okay.
I'll pick you up. I'll be freshly showered. And we'll go down together the next time you're on.
Okay.
And we'll avoid you. We'll have breakfast. It'll be great.
It was the detours that messed me up today. Wacker and everything. They're filming a movie.
Yes. And yeah, that's what they were
It was all kinds of crazy. And then I don't know my way around the lower Wacker. I thought I was never going to make it out of there. I almost had to call you and just be like, send help.
You lose GPS down there, too.
Yes.
So it's even worse.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, was an hour early because I'm used to driving down to the city during the week.
Right.
And it's an hour and 10 to get down here.
312-981-7200. My God, you ladies are just unbelievable. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, so Ray, you want to introduce yourself, young lady?
Sure. Ray Kaplan, and I practice student loan law and bankruptcy law, and been practicing since 2001. And trying to get as many people loan forgiveness and lower payments on their student loans and managing their student loans, getting their payments lowered and getting their loans forgiven ultimately is what we want to do.
Doing an amazing job. A friend of mine texted me before the show about you, and I said that you were awesome. And he's like, can you introduce me? I'm like, absolutely. So he said, hey, whatever. Hold on. Hey, Dave, it's whoever. Hope everything's going well. I see you have Ray Kaplan on your show today. Do you know her personally? Would you like to admit that publicly, that we know each other personally?
I will admit that.
Okay. I was going to try to make contact with her firm in the near future about upcoming changes in the Parent Plus loans. I saw her advertisement a while back. I can't listen today because I'm in training class with my officer. She's a police chief in a local police organization. I won't say which one. If you do know her, can you put me in touch with her? And I said, she's effing amazing.
Thank you.
Is right there. And I'll connect you with my friend, and you could help him and his family.
That sounds great. I had WGN listeners in my office yesterday, and they wanted to know if I had met you. And they listen to your show, and they're probably listening right now. The mom works at Rush, a wonderful family, and we're going to help her get rid of her $100,000 in Parent Plus loans. She's going to get about $97,000 in loan forgiveness, and her daughter, who's lovely, is going to be getting about $60,000, if I remember correctly, in loan forgiveness. So we have a good plan and strategy, and they were really getting pinched by these student loans on both sides because their monthly payments were over $1,000 each, so thousand dollars a month, and it was a struggle to keep that up, and their payments are going to be lowered to about $300 each.
Manageable.
$2,000 a month is the equivalent of a $300,000 mortgage payment. Yeah. I just wanted to put that out there.
Right.
So all of these student loans out there, we had mentioned that last quarter, student loan balances increased by $11 billion to $1.7 trillion, an all-time high.
Right.
So you got that going for us. And I'll tell you what, we'll do your segment, next segment, because you already beat into it, so let's focus on Ray here. A gentleman in North Carolina, you referred me. His wife, student loans are in his wife's name.
Yes.
He's a retired police officer.
Right.
They destroyed her credit because her credit got destroyed for whatever reason, student loans in her name. They live in a $350,000 home in North Carolina, single family home. Nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Okay? Calls me up. It's like, Ray Kaplan told me to call you. I go, fantastic. He's like, we talked to Rocket Mortgage. I'm like, I hope you brace for impact. And they paid for the flowers and the cab fare to the dinner and covered the dinner. And he started laughing because he's a police officer and understands that dark humor. So long story short, I go, let me guess. They quoted you in the eights. And they wanted to charge you $5,000 to $6,000 in closing costs. He goes, "Hey, honey, what is?" He called over to his wife. "He's like, what? What did Rocket offer? 8.65 on a 20-year loan,
right?
A second loan, $3,500 in closing costs."
Mm-hmm.
I sent an email to KCTCU, which is now Consumers Credit Union. Right, they're transitioning here sometime in the next week or two to Consumers. And I said, are you licensed in NC, North Carolina? They're like, yes, we are. I made an I sent you the email. I introduced Fred and his wife to the team at Kane County Teachers Credit Union. They're going to pull out a HELOC for about $100,000 because he could go up to 80% of the value of the home. Not only did he need, I think, $50,000 for the student loans, yeah, but he also wanted to do a new roof and he right. wanted a new HVAC.
Right.
He had a 2.75% 30-year fixed loan that he got during COVID, and they only needed about $85,000 to do everything, right? Whatever it was. So I'm like, go to 80%. Could not be happier.
Oh, that's great.
Nicest guy in the world. Took him away from getting picked off by Rocket Mortgage.
Yep.
8.625, something like that. He's going to start because he's got great credit.
Okay.
He's going to start at Consumers, KCTCU, Consumers Credit Union, at 6.75. Best yet, he's going to qualify for the 2 points below prime introductory rate. So he's going to be at 4.75 interest-only payment instead of at 8.625, and it's probably only going to cost him a couple hundred dollars in closing costs instead of over three G's with Rocket Mortgage.
Wow, that is fantastic, because we're going to save him a huge, I think they have about $300,000 in student loans, if I'm remembering correctly. I can't remember exactly, but when we're going to negotiate a reduced balance settlement, and it's going to be just a fraction, maybe a third or less of that. I think maybe we're going to try and get it done for $50,000 or something. So yep. It's going to be huge savings all around.
And these scumbags at Rocket Mortgage, these absolute scumbags. Okay.
Yeah. I'm so thankful that I've met you and you took care of me in my mortgage situation, because I wouldn't have known any better. Well, I could have easily gone down that
That's
path.
The problem. You pull up to a gas station, you know, Rocket Mortgage. You know, mm-hmm. everywhere you go, Rocket yeah. Mortgage. Oh, you know, Rocket Money, and we're going to track your money. They control 25% of all the mortgage servicing now
yeah.
in the United States. So if you used to be Mr. Cooper, you're now Rocket Mortgage. Okay.
Right.
So these scumbags wanted to charge this family, right? 8.625% and over three G's in closing costs. And I sent him over to Consumers, making nothing on the deal. He's like, well, what are you making? I'm like, just give me a 5-star Google review. I'm trying to get to 800. He's like, I don't believe it. I'm like, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's a pay mm-hmm. it forward, right?
Yep, absolutely.
You pay it forward. You do good for one, you'll get two back down the road.
100%.
So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Nice job. Thank you for introducing me to him. I think we talked at 2 by 3:30, 4 o'clock. I had the emails going back and forth. He was taken care of. And I said, do me a favor. He's like, what? I'm like, take that paperwork that Rocket sent you and use it as kindling for your fire tonight. He's like, done.
You know, it's hard to overcome. They've already talked to Rocket. And so they think that
they have to do it.
Yeah, they have to do it. And they can't imagine that there's going to be a better deal out there. And what I'm telling them, just give him a call and just see what he can do. Just trust me. Just trust the process. It's not going to yeah. hurt you to call and just see what we can, what he can do.
Yeah, call around. It's like getting quotes for construction.
Right.
Get three quotes
yeah.
and see what is the best offer there. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
Do your research.
I'll go head to head with anybody. I don't
yeah.
care. Bring it on.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's what I sound like when I was 13, I was going through puberty, by the way. Bring it on. That's what would crack in the middle of it. Ray, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach a young lady?
312-294-8989.